Why is it always the Slater family? Should be beset by so much tragedy. If they could hear you, what would you say? Spike wouldn't hear you anyway. I guess it's finally Zach's day. To say he's an alpha wouldn't be a misnomer. He used a gun to protect Spike when Kendall was in a coma. It's been a tough marriage since the beginning, but at least now the Red Wings are winning. Though you'll have to watch them in the hospital. Zach had a bad day, drove off after a spat. Should've called AAA after getting a flat. Instead you're hit by a car that Richie just stole. You stood like a deer in the middle of the road. Zach had a bad day, down a hill you did roll. Rescued by Greenlee, but then you fell down a hole. Zach had a bad day. Zach had a bad day. Zach, we're pulling for you, buddy.
We sure are, Zach. This week on All My Children, Zach had a real bad day.
Greenlee and Aiden enact the slowest getaway ever.
Richie might definitely, probably, almost certainly be evil.
And newsflash, Hannah is a whore and JR is a drunk. In case you didn't know.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. My name is Taylor Crawford.
And I am Ashley Mendoza.
And you are tuned in to the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending November 16th.
That's right.
2007,
my favorite week of the year so far in terms of the program and in terms of having my former co-host and much beloved friend, Taylor Crawford, back
now,
on the show.
Now guest host. I get treated better when I'm a guest host.
What are you talking about? Don't you even believe it, people? I'm good to him. You know what?
I have
left your name on the, like, on iTunes when it comes up on iTunes.
I appreciate
that. It still says Taylor Crawford.
All right, that's good.
I admit I have been trying to figure out how to take it off. But I haven't quite figured it out.
I am keeper of the secrets.
He does. He handled all that stuff for me. When, like, the podcast don't, like, play correctly, I call Taylor and he fixes the feed and mm-hmm. all that stuff.
That's right.
He's good to me.
Well, I took a little break from watching the show and I came back and they've replaced Annie with a brunette.
They recast Blandie.
Yeah.
She's now a fabulous brunette lady.
Mm-hmm.
She is beautiful. We like it here at the Pine Valley Podcast. What do you think, mm-hmm. Taylor?
I like it.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah, that's right.
She looks better.
She doesn't look like everybody else now.
Thank you. That's
yeah,
exactly right.
That's a good thing.
She doesn't look so
vanilla. There's a new Derek. I saw the kinder, gentler Derek. Derek, warm, fuzzy Derek.
He's kind of like a big teddy bear, isn't he?
He is. He's more daddy-like.
He's more poofy.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got like some softness to him.
You want to hug him.
You do want to hug him.
You didn't want to hug the old Derek.
No.
He was tough as nails.
Yeah, no. Like if you took a bite out of the old Derek, like mm-hmm. if he was a sandwich, mm-hmm. you would get like a lot of gristle.
Yeah,
you know
probably.
What I'm saying?
That's right.
But with new Derek, you would get like a lot of tender meat. Mm-hmm. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
That's right. Be very soft. It'd be one of those sandwiches that'd be hard to hold together, like a sloppy Joe. You know?
Yes.
Whereas the old Derek was a sandwich like on ciabatta bread with real like prosciutto. You know how that doesn't tear easy?
I do.
It's like
maybe some artichoke gets stuck in your teeth.
Yeah,
you know?
Ciabatta with prosciutto.
Yeah, yeah.
New Derek sloppy Joe.
Yeah,
on a Wonder Bread
with no lettuce or tomato.
No.
All right, well, listen, we've got some convoluted storylines this week, people. So I'm going to actually start, people, with Greenlee.
Okay, let's start there.
We're going to get into, but overall, I'm going to say something that I said last week. I enjoyed the show last week.
Yeah, I
and
did
the week
too.
Before.
Well, I didn't see the week before, but this last week, coming back to it, it was enjoyable.
It was some very good stuff going on. And it was funny, too, because I said to myself, I'm not going to mention it, but I kind of feel like I have to. We had one viewer write us on the blog page saying that they thought that I was very negative last week.
Mm-hmm. I read those comments.
And listen, all right, fine. I'll take your criticism because, you know, I got to be open-minded, you know.
You only hurt the ones you love.
Listen.
That's it.
Well, is that true, though? I mean...
That's it. You're most critical of the thing that is so important to you in your life.
I feel like that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't feel... And, you know, I love the show. I mean, we have done, like, 80 podcasts, people. You don't do that if you don't love the show.
That's right. You know? I have done slightly less.
But each one is done with love.
Mm-hmm, with the same love and care.
Absolutely. So anyway, I want to say, and I was surprised because last week I actually said that I loved the show. So I was a little surprised to hear that feedback. But whatever, I'm an open-minded mm-hmm. person. You can only learn from what people say, you know what I'm saying? Like input and stuff, you know what I mean? So I try to take criticism mm-hmm. well. I'm not going to say I didn't break a couple plates after I read it. But mm-hmm. you know, that yeah. was an accident.
That's right. You have a temper.
A little temper.
A little bit of temper.
But that was truly an accident. It was. It was for...
Why you make me do this, plate?
It's true. It almost like shot put out of my hand for them. It was ridiculous. Anyway, people, listen. All right, so I'll start with Greenlee, all right? Like, we left last week, and I loved it, people, with Aiden rescuing Greenlee from the jailhouse, from mm-hmm. the Pine Valley Jail. And it was a beautiful, awesome, exciting rescue. I thought it was heartfelt and lovely. So what do they do this week? They go and they hide out in the mm-hmm. stables?
Yeah, for a little bit in the stables.
Right, the gray stables, mm-hmm. like the Santos Gray family and all that stuff. So, dumbass Aiden. And actually, Pedro likes to call him Cladumbo. So we will call him Cladumbo today. Mm-hmm. Cladumbo.
I will still refer to him as Encyclopedia Aiden.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I forgot about that one. It's been so long, mm-hmm. Taylor.
Encyclopedia Aiden wants to disguising her as a biker.
Taylor, tell them how she was disguised.
She was like a lady biker. And they had this form-fitting tight jeans, a little shorty jacket, very hot, sexy.
Her ab showing. Mm-hmm. It was low-waisted yeah. jeans.
And then they throw this big Freddie Mercury mustache on her.
And a bandana.
And a bandana.
And she's wearing eye makeup under the whole, and blush under the whole getup.
There was no doubt that was a hottie.
That was a little hot 95-pound chippy.
Yeah.
It was funny, but meanwhile, Aiden's all proud of himself. He's like, you look like a bloke to me. He didn't. She didn't.
I don't think so.
She didn't look like a
bloke. I don't think so, because when they got to the intermediate location that they had to go to, he jumped on her.
Yeah, that's true. Unless he was having some kind of fantasy, but I don't think so. She looked like a girl.
Yeah.
But did you catch Minnie and Julia walking in on them?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
She understood because of her days on the run.
That's right.
And you know, Taylor, it made me think about one of our other favorite heroines. Die.
It's hard. Life on a run is hard.
Exactly. That's right. Well, because Julia was saying that she knows what it's like to be in the witness protection mm-hmm. program.
Let me say, Julia looks great.
Doesn't now, she?
She rebounded.
Rebounded after that baby. Her mm-hmm. hair is a little bit better.
She looks fantastic.
I hope they use more of her because mm-hmm. right now, her and Josh are like...
Useless props.
Useless props. Useless.
And I want to see Josh, you know...
Like I said on the blog, they're ass wipers. That's what they are. Let's face it. Mm-hmm. They're wiping people's asses on the show.
Yeah, they need to be... Doing the pooping.
Thank you. They need to be taking poops, not wiping poops.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so she kind of says, like, she reassures them that she'll help them or whatever, but she says that she's going to tell Jack. Mm-hmm. She goes and she tells Jack.
Yeah,
I thought it was nice, right? Mm-hmm. That was a nice, like, two-minute mm-hmm. scene.
I liked it. I liked all the...
It was nice.
Seems like everybody doesn't want Greenlee to go, except us.
Except all of us. That's right. Well, listen, she's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah, it's better. It's better than it was. Because, because she's on the run now. She's not just being a bitch on wheels
all the
time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she ends up going, okay, where is this place? Montpelier or Kenmare or something like that? Mm-hmm. Somewhere in Vermont, we know, right?
Yeah, very close to Canada, but they can't go to Canada yet.
No.
They have to spend a week having sex on the couch.
But that's not... All right, listen.
Because it's so important they leave the country.
Listen. Okay, I hear you. I hear on that commentary. But this is what I'm going to say.
Can't you keep it in your pants for a half hour till you cross the border?
No, I loved it. It was danger. It was sexy, right? They're in this little cabin somewhere in Vermont, somewhere near Montpelier or something like that. Which I was in Vermont a couple weeks ago, people, as you know, and it was very beautiful. And it looked just like that. So anyway, so they're in this little cabin. They make it up there in their biker outfits and stuff. And and he's preparing to leave Greenlee because he's got to go back to Pine Valley and find the evidence that framed her, okay? And she's got to go to Canada. So before he leaves, they say their goodbyes, and she's real scared, and she's crying and nervous, and she feels like she's never going to see him again and everything, and he just kisses her, like, on the cheek. And I'm like, what? Why? Because you ain't going to never see her again. You kiss her on the cheek, and he leaves. And then she sits down with her little tiger. What the hell is that tiger's name?
I don't know. Mr. Bigglesworth or whatever it is.
Something like that. Mr. Piddles or something like that. So she turns around, and she's, like, going to cry like a little girl. And all of a sudden, she hears a knock on the door, and she jumps up, and it's Aiden. And they go, and they make love, people. It was pretty good.
It was pretty good. And it lasted a long time.
People, she put her thumbs in his mouth, and he sucked them. Did you see that?
I saw that. That was unusual.
That was hot.
Spontaneous choice.
I think so. I don't think they planned that. They just ended up in, ooh, I got the chills.
Mm-hmm.
I got excited, people. I'm getting a little excited now.
It was good.
Anyway, now she begged him for a burger. She, like, made him go out to get a burger.
No, they didn't have a burger. He went to the deli.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With a sharp-eyed deli manager. Fingered him.
Yes. And turns him in and calls, just happens to call who? Pine Valley?
Calls Derek.
Yeah, right. He just happens to call Derek Fry. He's got Derek Fry on speed dial.
Uh-huh.
They've got pictures everywhere of fugitive Greenlee.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just happened, what, yesterday?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And it's a 10-minute drive from Pennsylvania to Vermont.
It's so funny, though, Taylor, because I live in New York City, and it took me 5 hours to drive to Vermont.
That's because Pennsylvania is very close. It's much closer.
Okay, I see.
You know, it's on the coast.
I must have taken the scenic route.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It must have been.
Yeah. And I was thinking about it, people. I think you and I were talking about this on the email. Why is it that I cannot stand the Greenlee character, but when she's with Aiden, I kind of like it?
It's weird. They're both intolerable, but when they're together, it's okay.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
I think I put my finger on it.
Oh, yeah?
I think I did.
Posit your hypothesis, please.
This is my hypothesis for me personally. You may have a different experience. I think that everybody needs in this world somebody to love them unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
Even the most pathetic people need somebody to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And Greenlee is so sad and pathetic, but she has found a man that could see through her flaws, her warts and all, and mm-hmm. still love her.
Mm-hmm.
Something about that rings nice to me.
It gives everybody hope.
That's exactly what it is.
If you need love, it gives you hope. That's what appeals to people.
I think that's what it is for me. Mm-hmm. You think that sounds about right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And you have found that with Carlos.
That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm.
Two pathetic souls in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's like reaching out in the dark. Like you can't see. Like there's nothing there. And all of a sudden you hit something and it's just a beauty. And you don't expect to hit nothing. And all of a sudden you touch it and it's just beautiful and it's wonderful.
Wow, that is beautiful imagery. Maybe you should be a scab writer on the show.
Oh, no. Don't get me started about that.
Yeah.
People, did you listen to my NPR story?
We still got a writer's strike going on. So we'll see how many scripts they got in the bucket before the writers come back to work. Otherwise, they got to hire some scabs.
Through January.
That'll be interesting. If you got hired to be a scab writer, and let's say you accepted it. Hypothetically.
Very hypothetically, people. I'm a union person. I was raised union person.
Tad would wake up from a dream next to Katie McClain and go, wow, Katie, I had a crazy dream.
No, he would say, Dixie, I had a crazy dream.
Dixie, I had a crazy dream.
Mm-hmm.
I had this, and she go, Tad.
But no, she would stroke his little hair.
And she go, we're going to take you to go see Dr. Madden beautiful to make fingers. Sure you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, no, baby, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to lie here all day naked with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they would just make love all day.
For five episodes.
That's all I'm saying. And mm-hmm. they would do one of those ones, like, remember when Bianca got raped?
Oh, yeah.
And the whole show was Bianca and the rape?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the whole show.
That was heavy. Yeah.
But at least this would be fun. This would be the mm-hmm. whole show, Tad and Dixie making
That's
love.
That's right.
That's mm-hmm. it. I don't want to see no kids. I don't want to see no complaining. Just mm-hmm. Tad and Dixie making love. naked, but with blankets. I don't want to see Tad naked. No offense.
Carefully placed linens.
There you go. All right, so listen. So then, who comes, of course, after this convenience store clerk rats them out to Derek Fry, but Fry and Jack and their men. And how long did it take them, Taylor, do you think?
A few minutes, 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Because Aiden was in a real hurry after coming from the deli. He was out of breath.
Yes, that's right.
And he said, pack your things.
Pack your things. We're leaving. You're leaving.
No, I can't leave my toy stuffed animal. Next thing you know, Derek Fry is there with Jack, because you always bring the father of the fugitive with you. And that is standard police operating procedure.
Taylor pointed that out to me. It was a little bit, a little conflict of interest.
There was a slight conflict of interest. And by the end of that scene, they were both in handcuffs.
I liked
both
it,
Jack
people.
And Aiden.
Well, I thought it was funny because...
But they're concerned now because they thought she took one of the choppers. But she couldn't get it started.
Yeah, well, that's how they busted him because Derek Fry... Well, see, what happens was Jack and Aiden are fighting and Derek's trying to quiz him. And Jack sees the little stuffed animal on the floor. So he realizes that Aiden had Greenley. So he, like, kicks it under the floor. And he and Aiden have a meaningful look, which I liked, right?
Yeah.
And then he talks to Aiden alone. And then Fry discovers the two motorcycles and comes back in and arrests both of them, which was appropriate.
It was. That was appropriate police behavior.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Which I liked. But on the meantime, Ms. Greenlee is running breathless through the woods.
And all she got is that little knapsack with some fruit roll-ups and juice boxes in it. And she's got to get to Canada.
Well, she only 95 pounds. She only need but 300 calories a day to sustain
her.
So she'd be all right.
Some Swedish fish.
That's right. That's what she needs.
A piece of gum.
That's right. A little simple carb. She'd be fine.
She also knows how to stalk and kill animals, right?
With her bare hands.
And that little jean jacket.
Well, she knows how to create a slingshot out of her belt and her little Manolos.
That's right, her Manolos. And, you know, it is November in Vermont.
That's
and she's
right.
going to Canada.
That's right.
So, you know, she's probably okay.
She'll do fine. She'll do fine.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why people, we started with Greenlee is because we end Greenlee on the run in the Vermont forest. All right. Now we'll begin with Kendall and Zach at the hospital. And we're going somewhere with this, people. For those of y'all that ain't watching,
we watch so you don't have to.
So all of this has like a meaning, okay? This is all going to converge, all right? You'll see where I'm going. So Zach and Kendall, right, at the beginning of the week, they're moving into the hospital because they're all verklempt about this Greenlee situation. Now, yeah, Kendall
they
realizes...
They got to guard their children.
Right. Kendall realizes that she stoked the flames of Greenlee and that Greenlee actually didn't do anything wrong and whatever. So she decides that she has to protect her kids. Now, people, Taylor, I don't know if you can help me on this. I'm confused about this Kendall thing.
Okay.
I'm confused about her psychology.
Yeah, it is confusing. She lashes out at Zach all the time. And, I mean, is there any doubt that the guy loves his family? He will kill people for his family.
With his bare hands.
So she lashes out at him, of course.
Well, she also, though, people, she's also completely screaming that Greenlee is innocent and that she did the wrong thing and Greenlee wasn't planning on taking...
She's a flip-flopper.
She is a flip-flopper. That's what I'm saying. But then at the same breath, she's afraid of Greenlee, that Greenlee's going to get her? What is that coming from?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get none of this.
I figured that it was something I missed.
It's not, because I'm confused. Maybe you all could explain it to me. Anyway, so with all this confusion, she takes out her angst on Zach. They fight people at the beginning of the week. Ooh.
He tosses a chair.
He threw a chair, people.
It was good. Alpha male behavior.
He says, are you trying to piss me off? And he said the word piss.
Yeah, he did.
I was really flabbergasted.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so funny because he reminds her that it's you. Always. Only you. He's like gritting his teeth.
Yeah.
Like, you know their slogan,
always only
you.
Always only
But he was gritting his teeth, people, because she
Team
was saying.
Team Slater. We saw the little pastiche of their whole history
that
on Thursday.
Nice.
It was beautiful.
It was really
and that was
nice.
That was the actual footage. We
it
got
was
to
the
see
actual footage.
Actual footage instead of reenactments and stuff. And it was great to see how they've changed in appearance over time and things.
Absolutely. And I mean a little bit. Especially
to see clips from the days when I really was loving it.
Yeah.
To all the time, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was intense. She was really basically telling him that everything was his fault, that he started this with the blackout, and that he had to take responsibility. And he's like, you know, why are you going there? What is this coming from? Where is this coming from? And so they get into a fight, and he leaves. And he goes to see, he goes to BJ's, right? And he sees Lily.
Yeah.
So they have, like, a burger and stuff. And, you know, this is how, and this is what Taylor's talking about. This is how much, and I know some of you people don't like Zach. I'm a Zach fan, all right? So I'm gonna approach this story in a positive manner because I like him. This is how much the man loves his family. He is upset that he's fought with Kendall, but he wants to make her feel better. He wants to make everything better. He wants to have his family, his whole entire family, Ian and Spike. I mean, he reminded Kendall that Spike is his son. Like, she forgot that. So anyway, so he goes and he talks to Lily, and Lily shows him Paradise. Now, Paradise is this little house in Montpelier, Vermont. And there's this, like, what kind of house would you say is it, Taylor? Like a cozy, homey country home or something like that, like surrounded by trees and stuff?
Yeah.
So he thinks it'd be a good idea for him to buy the house so that they could all live in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love these scenes, people. The outdoor scenes?
Mm-hmm.
Did you love them?
I did.
The outdoor scenes.
I love the location stuff.
It was really good, people. Normally, it's cheesy and hacky in video. It was good. I thought it was good. Did you think it was good?
Yeah, I did.
He meets this older woman. She's like a Ruth Martin of old. Like, maybe in her 50s.
And whenever they meet these people on this show, they always have folksy homespun wisdom.
Yes, but I love that. You don't love that?
I do.
It made me realize that that's what the show is missing. A lot of those kinds of characters is where your heart comes from on these soap operas.
Yeah.
Like a Ruth Martin and a Joe Martin.
That's right. They come on to give perspective once in a while. Yeah, that is missing.
We don't have any characters. Right. I don't think we have any characters like that anymore.
No.
You know, like Thanksgiving is coming up, people. We used to have, I used to live.
Occasionally with, Joe Martin.
Occasionally. When I was a little girl, people, I used to live for the Martin family Thanksgiving. I used to live for it. It was like,
until next week.
Because listen, I'm Puerto Rican, right? And although we have a great time at Thanksgiving, it was never like cozy and homey. Like every part of the house was decorated with a little Thanksgiving theme and the perfect plates and the perfect cups and apples and hot cider and this and that and like pumpkins everywhere. And we didn't have that, you know? So to me, it was like this fantasy of like this dream American home. And it was so warm and loving, and everybody was always there, and it was always a great time.
And they on those episodes too, they don't ramp up the conflict.
That's it.
You know, it's just like,
it's just a
this
great
is what
day.
It's about. Yeah.
Absolutely. And they give thanks and they remember great things in their life, and they give thanks for all the good things in life. They don't have these dumbass Pine Valley Inn, horrible, crazy Erica Kane, Kendall fighting, Greenlee fighting. I mean, all this stupid stuff in a hotel. It had heart. And that's, oh, so I'm digressing, but that's what I loved about this woman, is it was that kind of sweet homespun thing. And she was very lovely. I thought she was great. I will say that the night was like pitch black. And this woman sees this man in like a Jaguar.
Yeah.
All like unshaven and stuff. And she, no problem. She talks to him. She gets in his car. She takes him to Paradise. That was a little.
Sorry.
Very trusting up there.
So, yeah.
But other than that, I forgave it.
She probably doesn't have internet at home.
I don't even think she has a television at home. Anyhow, but it was sweet. So they go and they see Paradise, and Paradise is gone, right? It's like run down. It's crappy.
Yeah.
So help me out here, Taylor, because I think really all that happens is that he gets a flat, right? He's going to go back. He's planning on going back to see Kendall. He forgot his phone, people, too. Kendall called him and she was freaking out because he didn't answer. And he didn't have his phone. So anyway, so the house isn't there. And in the meantime, we have Kendall and Erica fretting and worrying about Zach. And Kendall realizes that she was crazy. And she's all worried. And everybody's telling Kendall to eat.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, Kendall, have you eaten? Blah, blah, blah.
Cracker.
She's not eating nothing. And she doesn't want to. She finally has a cup of tea. And she's drinking this tea.
And she's so weak from not eating
that she drops the cup of tea. She happens to drop the cup of tea at the same moment that Zach has finished fixing his flat tire and is standing on the side of the road in front of a crazy-ass driver. Now, people, I should...
In a sequence that was somewhat reminiscent of Sergei Eisenstein's Odessa Steps sequence from Battleship Potemkin. He, of course, developed the montage style of film editing.
Taylor, will you explain?
Replicated throughout the years. You know, simultaneous events occurring at the same time, all reaching a crescendo.
Yes, it was excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I'm going to keep you people on the edge of your seats, the people that ain't watching, because you know what? I'm going to go back to Richie.
Rich? Okay. So hold that pause.
Hold that pause, all right? Because we're talking about convergence.
It's a confluence of events.
Absolutely. Convergence, all right? My next convergence. We got Richie Boy.
Crazy Richie. Are we calling him Crazy Richie?
I don't know. We're calling him.
Or is he still Misunderstood Richie?
Hmm. At the beginning of the week, I was unsure. And I was rooting for Misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the week, I was pretty positive it was Crazy.
He's probably evil.
Yeah, he's probably most definitely evil. Mm-hmm. Which bums me out, people. Because I want him to stay. I like him. I didn't like him as Goofy West. I like him as Crazy Richie. But I want him to be crazy for a reason. Not really crazy, just has issues. Mm-hmm. But that ain't him, I don't think.
No. They haven't fleshed that out yet.
No, they haven't fleshed that out. Well, listen. Let's not talk about Ryan and Blandy's boring watching the movies and him being all wussy boy about is he good or evil crap, because that was completely dumb, boring, lame.
Mm-hmm.
We will go to Richie and Babe. People, last week, Lily was supposed to have a date with Richie at the coffee shop. She shows up to the coffee shop, and of course we know she sees Zach, but he's with Babe, chilling out, trying to woo Babe. Babe realizes that he really does have leukemia. They talk back and forth, and they kiss. You get chemistry there?
No.
No, right?
Nope.
Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch. I'm sorry, Miss Amanda Baker. You gotta tell them costume people and them hair people to loosen you up. She too uptight for Babe.
Yeah.
She got straight hair, iron straight hair, perfect city clothes. Babe was looser. Babe
That's
had curly,
right. Mm-hmm.
Nice, wavy hair. She was more open, more fun.
She grew up in a trailer park.
Thank you. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
Yep.
This Babe, perfect diction.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. With a mom who speaks in the folksy way Bobby Eakes portrays.
Absolutely. Appropriately.
Appropriately. I don't believe that she's the daughter right now.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, they're together. They're fooling around, but Babe says, no, I can't do this.
Because she's a woman of principle.
Of ethics and morality.
That's right. She is a bastion.
Absolutely.
She is my personal moral compass.
Whenever I have a very tough decision to make.
What would Babe do?
That's what I think.
Babe would probably kidnap that baby.
Right. But she would do it with principle.
That's right. And just enough self-righteousness to justify it.
Absolutely. Anyhow. All right. So long story short, they're attracted to each other, but they don't get together. In the meantime, what does Richie do? He intercepts an email that Ryan has gotten from Tommy Brandon.
Because when he was in jail, they taught him how to hack computers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And at the beginning of the week, Ryan had gotten a phone call from Tommy Brandon for we don't know why, but all of a sudden Tommy Brandon, after all these years, wants to confess that Richie killed this kid at camp. And so Richie don't want him to tell, so Richie goes nuts. He steals a car. He goes driving to
JR's car.
JR's car.
He steals JR's car.
He goes driving to find Tommy Brandon. And in the meantime, in the confluence, convergence of mm-hmm. events we have described.
And remember, this is in Vermont.
Montpelier, to be exact. And we know this because they show us a map.
Yeah.
An actual map.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on the HD television, I saw Pine Valley 10 miles away.
Was it really?
It was really there.
There's a little branch of Pennsylvania mm-hmm. that sticks out.
Yeah. It's kind of like a quadruple state area.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in the confluence, convergence of events we have described, you got Crazy Richie listening to rock music in a stolen car, all upset and angry. And I love those scenes, people. I love the rock music and him driving crazy. And you have Zach standing by the side of the road,
watching as the lights get closer
and closer, closer
and closer. Closer.
And then, bam! That car sideswipes this man and knocks him down. People, I gotta hand it to all my children. Excellent. I had read a spoiler, people, so I knew Zach was going to get in a car accident, but I thought it was going to be that stereotypical soap thing where they're driving and the camera stayed on and they're driving and all of a sudden
you hear a squeal of tires.
Exactly. And the car goes like the frame like diagonally, it screeches off the road, that kind of thing. It wasn't that. It was excellent.
Yeah, it was. You saw him get hit.
You saw this guy on the side of a car get hit, knocked down by a car. It was mm-hmm. awesome. Now, here's where I'm disappointed with the storyline. I really wanted Richie to get out of that car and have some feeling about what happened to this person. Because he actually drives back.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't hit and run.
Right.
He drives back and he looks and he sort of like enjoys that he's hit somebody. He steals money from that person and then he realizes it's Zach, right? Is mm-hmm. that kind of what happened?
Yeah, that kind of thing. He takes his money out of the money clip, leaves a perfect fingerprint right on the money clip.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
So I was disappointed because I wanted him to be maybe a little bit more. I thought it would have been interesting if he actually he goes to frame JR. He puts the picture. He sees the picture of Babe and JR and Little A, and he puts it under Zach's tire. And then he puts Zach in his car and drives Zach off to a second location and pushes a bloody, dizzy Zach into the road.
Yeah.
The side of the road.
Yeah, down a gully.
Down a gully. All right. So It was really evil, I have to say. It was truly evil.
There was no doubt now that, oh, he's not misunderstood.
Yeah, no, he's evil. But it was also not expected. I kept asking Taylor, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Yeah, why pick him up at all?
Yeah.
You can dump him somewhere? Why not leave him?
We didn't know. Like, we were like, oh, okay, I get it. He's leaving Zach for dead,
mm-hmm.
basically. So as the convergence of events continues, Greenlee's running for her life. She's fleeing to Canada without a map. But, you know, maybe that moral compass is guiding her to Canada.
Because Greenlee's a problem solver. She's not a divider. She's a uniter.
That's
she brings
right.
people together.
Absolutely. She falls down the gully and she, oh, sees somebody. And it's Zach. She realizes it's Zach and she is confused about whether or not she should actually help.
Mm-hmm.
But she does decide.
In the end, she does decide to do the
him.
Right thing.
That's
not
right.
the complete right thing.
No.
She's going to drop him off on the front porch of the house,
of
ring the
house.
Doorbell.
She saw a house.
And run.
She saw a house in the distance. And actually, Taylor called that. I didn't see that coming. Taylor called that. But it was kind of funny because she picks him up. Like, she's trying to walk him. And, like, for all intents and purposes, this man should be internally bleeding from every uh-huh. single organ.
Yeah. And they made the choice of him not knowing her. He said, thank you, miss.
Oh, yes.
So I think what's going to unfold is he doesn't know who hit him, who picked him up, and who has taken him to this house. Though, we'll see what happens next week.
Because, I think that makes sense.
Because they fall down a little hole.
A little hole. I happen to know what that hole is, mm-hmm. people.
But we're going to see how it plays, you know.
I'm not going to tell y'all. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep okay. that secret under okay. my hat.
But, you know, I thought he would be in a coma or something, but he's, you know, conscious at least. But he doesn't seem to recognize anybody.
I heard coma people. I don't see coma happening. I could be wrong. I don't see coma happening.
No. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how it could.
I don't know. Maybe he's really knocked out after falling down the hole now. We don't know.
We didn't really talk about what Kendall ends up doing. Kendall ends up finding out from Lily that Zach has driven to mm-hmm. this area. So she gets in her Ford Explorer.
No, let me amend that. Kendall goes home, puts on her best driving outfit, does her makeup, calls her mom, and then rushes to the car.
Let me amend that. She puts on a little crooked beret, a little black cap, mm-hmm. and then gets
Looks
in the car.
Looks in the mirror, says, Mom, does this look cute?
She looked pretty cute, people. She looked very beautiful.
And Mom said, eat something. No. I drank a sip of tea before I dropped it.
I'm stuffed. I couldn't eat another bite. So what I was going to say was basically Kendall goes to find Zach and she sees his car on the road. So they get off the road. She gets out of the car. She sees his car abandoned. She sees blood on the floor and she starts yelling, Zach, Zach.
And at the same moment, Zach hears something.
Yep. He bolts up.
Mm-hmm.
I hear something.
So is it psychic premonitions? Are they so in love that they're psychic for each other? Or do you think he actually heard her?
I think...
Because it could possibly have heard
her. He could possibly have heard her. They're in the general vicinity. But no, mm-hmm. he drove too far.
We don't know. It just kind of cut to him driving.
That's true.
Could
That's
be a couple
true.
Miles, maybe a mile. But it's certainly not long enough for a voice to carry.
Well, I think that they have kismet.
Kismet? Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Did I use that word right, people? What does that word mean?
Fate.
Kismet. That's exactly what I meant.
They're fated kismet. To be together.
I think that they have kismet. In the meantime, we forgot to talk about Special Johnny.
Oh, Special, the The Adventures of the Lavery Boys, Volume 41, The Secret of the Crazy Johnny Following Richie.
That's right.
Special Johnny keeps telling, they're in the car, you know, driving to Vermont too to find Tommy.
They know, they basically know that Richie has intercepted the Tommy email because...
Yeah, somebody told them, whatever.
Well, because Johnny keeps his eye on that stuff, you know what I'm saying? He's brilliant. Yeah. He's a brilliant mind.
He does.
So they know that they have to get to Tommy before Richie does, or Tommy's in big trouble.
So they're driving along, and Special Johnny's like, you know what? I've killed so many people and gotten away with it. I am willing to kill him for you because I won't get caught. And Ryan's going, no, no, no.
Ryan is saying, no, I don't want to stoop to their level.
That's right.
What the hell has he been doing this whole time?
Yeah. With the duct taping and the...
Duct taping the man, putting him in a plane, drawing his blood.
Putting a noose around his neck.
Ay, yo.
Because Ryan has a strong moral center.
He sure does.
He's a problem solver.
He really thinks things through, let me tell you. Anyway. And Richie does get to Tommy. Kicks his ass.
He doesn't actually do anything to him.
But he does.
Tommy falls down. He intimidates him.
I thought Tommy was a little sensitive.
A little bit sensitive?
Yeah.
It's scary that the whole... You're scared. You're locked in your apartment. Who is it? Ryan Lavery. Oh, okay.
I'll open the door. And it's Richie.
Yeah.
Crazy Richie was good in that scene. He scared me.
He's an intense guy.
He really was. He basically gets some
and that leather jacket, too. Is that the guy's bad that put the leather jacket on him?
Ryan used to wear leather jackets all the time. He doesn't wear them anymore,
He lost his manhood.
Before he lost his pee-pee. That's right.
His mojo.
Absolutely. It was funny because Tommy had written some thesis or some document, and it was clearly typed and not on a computer.
That's the only copy, I swear.
It is the only copy. It was typewritten. So he burns it. Richie burns that. He doesn't hurt Tommy, really. He just throws him into a dresser or something, right?
I'd have to rewind it, but I think Tommy was just trying to bolt for the door and he tripped. And he hit his head on the corner of the dresser. So.
Yeah, but I thought Richie tripped him.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, so a lot of confluence, convergence. That's the theme of the week. We'll see what happens next week.
A lot of stuff happening up in Vermont.
Absolutely.
So any of you listeners up in Vermont.
Absolutely. But they ain't got no real butter. I went to Vermont last week. They didn't have no real butter in the Dunkin' Donuts. I was very angry. They gave me country crock.
Country crock.
I was looking forward to like real creamy, like straight from the cow butter on my bagel.
Like butter from Lando Lakes?
Just like butter from creamy, delicious, fresh butter from Lando Lakes.
Ka-ching!
That's another 20 cents, people. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! All right, let's talk about JR.
Okay, JR's wagon. Wobbly wheel. Disgust.
Absolutely. Very wobbly.
He's back on the drink.
Mm-hmm.
He looks cooler, though.
You like his hair?
I mean, I like the raggedy look a little bit.
His hair is the talk of the internet.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little girly right now.
It's a lot girly. But he does look interesting. I love him on the show. I think he's really good on the show. I heard a rumor, people, that he might be leaving.
Oh, really?
That would really be bad.
Well, I wish, you know, if these actors are moving up, I congratulate them and I would embrace it. If he's going to do something primetime or do a film or something, I think that's
like
great.
Jamie. Jamie got a good primetime gig.
What's he on?
He's the new Knight Rider.
Is he really?
Yeah, he
That's exciting.
It's very exciting. Very exciting. Right now, it's just in the pilot stage, but you know it's going to get picked up.
There's actually two Knight Rider projects.
Oh, yeah?
They got the pilot for the updated TV series.
Which he is in.
Which he is in. And I heard they're doing a theatrical film.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. It's funny, people, because Michael Knight is the original Knight Rider. Our Michael E. Knight. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice coincidence. But JR, he's still on All My Children.
That's right.
Jacob Young.
Well, and maybe they'll bring back Airwolf or something, and Jacob Young could be Airwolf. With Ernest Borgnine reprising his role.
Didn't Michael J. Fox do that, too? Or was that a different movie I'm thinking of?
Maybe that's a different movie.
Maybe that's Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf 2. They did a Blue Thunder TV show, too.
I was thinking of Teen Wolf.
Oh, Teen Wolf. Yeah.
Remember he's a teenager, he turns into a wolf?
Yeah, but the sequel had the other kid from Arrested Development.
Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman replaced
him. We love Jason Bateman.
Yeah, Jason Bateman's good stuff.
Love him. All right, so listen. Amanda catches him drinking, our beautiful little Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And her heart is broken.
Yeah.
She pours a drink in his lap.
Yeah, but then at the end of Friday, she was willing, she said, you know what, I'm not going to take the drinks away from you anymore, I'm going to give you more.
That's right.
Setting up for something.
What happened? I think he was in the comeback, right, where she saw him?
Mm-hmm.
And right before she saw him and said that she was going to make him drink or give him drinks, he gets accosted by Jack, right?
Right.
And then Minihan's Julia steps in.
And I'm not sure he knew what Jack was talking about.
Yeah, he was wasted, people. He's funny wasted. He ran into Lily, too, people, at the boathouse, didn't he? Or no, I'm sorry.
Ava.
He ran into Ava at the boathouse. And it's kind of nice because we get to see Ava's colors a little bit and how she was traumatized by an alcoholic parent because she's really freaked out by JR drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that, actually. And then later in the week, she's becoming a little more demure, people, with her wig and her dresses and stuff. And later in the week, she and Special Johnny have a meeting. They finally, we never see them together. They're, supposed to be in love and getting married, and they're never together, people.
Mm.
And we saw them together, so.
Well, that's because Special Johnny's got killing to do. He's got some killing. Some people just need to be killed.
I agree. Blandy is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going anywhere, people.
It's that Pine Valley justice. If you believe something hard enough, it becomes real.
Speaking of going places, Cameron left Dancing with the Stars last week.
Yeah, booted out.
He was good, people.
Because you didn't call enough, people.
People, you just didn't care.
You did not care.
I tell you the truth, I called. I didn't, I'm not being real truthful. I didn't call last week.
That's it.
He lost by one.
He lost by one.
It was my vote. My vote, but that editor, him and editor, I'm going to miss them. Ooh, I have a crush on editor.
Oh, yeah?
I love her. If I could be any woman in the world, I would be Editor Slawinski.
Mm-hmm.
She's perfect. Have you ever seen this woman?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. She's adorable. I take it. You know who I'm not taking so well anymore?
No, do tell.
Hannah.
You're not taking, you don't love the Hannah? I still love me Hannah. I don't like to see her all weepy and feeling sorry for herself because she's a strong woman.
I'm a little weirded out by this whole angle. You know which angle I'm talking about?
What, working for Adam because she's blackmailed?
No, the whole angle that she is a whore.
Yeah, that doesn't, I don't buy that.
That she is a whore.
That she's a whore. Like she says, and we're saying that because they say
it
on the show.
We're saying it because she said it.
Mm-hmm.
She said that she was a whore.
I don't buy that this is strong enough blackmail material, her having to sleep with Cambia Sr.
Let's go back for a second, people. Not to cut you off, Taylor. What was revealed a couple weeks ago was that Hannah is under Adam's thumb because he knows that she was sleeping with Alex Cambia Sr. No less when she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Did you catch that?
Right. And wasn't it disclosed that he kicked her out pretty much immediately?
Immediately. He used her and discarded her like yesterday's trash.
And this is a secret so terrible that it would destroy Zach. And she couldn't tell Tad for a long time, too.
I would think, hear me out here. She told Tad when she admitted to Tad. Okay, first of all, she was so great with Tad at the beginning of the week. And we thought that they were a great couple and falling in love or whatever. But it turned out she was kind of using him to get a track on Aiden.
But she really likes him.
She does really like him. But she was using, she did look at his cell phone to get a track on Aiden.
That's right.
So because he catches her, she tells everything. She spills like a, what's the expression?
Spills the beans?
Something like that.
Discloses all?
Yeah. She does something like that. She tells everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in this telling everything, she tells about how she slept with Cambius and all that stuff. Now, the only way that I would buy that this was this deep a secret, she explains that she was pregnant. She came to him pregnant and penniless with Zach's baby. And that she looked to him for help. And he said he would help her only if they had sex. So then she has sex with him and he dumps her. I would only buy this if that wasn't true and actually Hannah had
a multi-year affair with him.
No. And actually, Hannah had Cambia Sr.'s baby.
Oh, right.
And Ethan was Zach's brother. Mm-hmm. Then that would be a more interesting secret.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Still not worthy.
Yeah, brighter.
There you go. There you go. Anyway, I miss me some James Scott, let me tell you.
Yeah. Those were the days.
Those were the days.
Sex in the hospital shower.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Tad leaves her. Tad leaves her disgusted. Mm-hmm. She does. She reveals that she's a whore to Adam. She's a whore to Zach. She's a whore to Cambius. She's a whore.
But she is fine.
I love her. I do. And mm-hmm. I love that she's mature and attractive and stuff. Sometimes she looks a little snaggletooth to me, though.
Don't we all? Don't we all?
Oh, my God. We are going so long today. I love having Taylor around. I want to talk forever. All right. So, last storyline, Crystal and Adam. Really.
I wasn't interested.
You weren't?
Or get off the pot.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to bleep you.
Okay, bleep that.
All right.
But do they really? Adam is, of course, flip flop back to being totally in love.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Even with Jenny, he's even showing love for Jenny.
Jenny.
It was funny.
Jenny, the living symbol of his wife's infidelity.
That's true. I don't know how truly the real Adam Chandler gets past that. Mm-hmm. Adam Chandler has a history for being notorious. Just like Palmer Courtland, it's all about the bloodline. The second you have one drop of Chandler blood in you, you are beyond idolized, worshipped, protected by this man. Mm-hmm. If you don't, he discards you like yesterday's trash, just like he tried to discard Dixie. I had a little hope this week, people, because Tad was telling Hannah about how Adam had Dixie committed years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking to myself, last time before they brought Dixie back, they started mentioning her. Do you think they're warming up? Because she's out at As the World Turns.
Is she really?
She's out.
Sign her up. Please bring her back.
Please bring her back. Just like we said before.
Find a way.
Just come out of the shower.
Another sister, Trixie.
I don't yeah. even need it justified, nah, people.
Honestly, yeah. Just start new.
Don't justify it.
Give everybody a week vacation. Come back. New show.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Actually, on the show, take them all to Aruba. Mm-hmm. Get them all golden tan, all the hot people on the show. Have them all have sex every episode. And then come back, and they come back and they say hi to Tad and Dixie. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tad. Hey, Dixie.
How are you?
How are you? And Dixie's baking cookies, her famous mm-hmm. chocolate chip cookies mm-hmm. for the boys.
That's right.
I would love it.
Dr. Madden's playing with test tubes.
That's right. Excellent. Not much to say about Crystal and Adam, really. Just that Crystal and...
growing tensions between Tad and Crystal over her relationship.
Yes, which is excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. I love Michael Knight for this reason.
This week he made some great acting choices, mm-hmm. and there were some good writing choices,
too. Absolutely. Well, because you have Crystal and Adam going out and seeing each other, and Adam comes to the house and brings her flowers, mm-hmm. and Tad sees, and he's not happy about this. Mm-hmm. We had a second of Colby this week.
Yeah.
I miss her.
Yeah, Colby girl.
We love her.
You gotta tip the writers.
She chose Tad. Mm-hmm. Wasn't that heartbreaking? Mm-hmm. Because Adam asked her to come home. And Tad and Crystal gave her their blessing. They said, baby doll, you go. Mm-hmm. You love your daddy, you go. And Tad said the same thing. He said, you do what you have to do, honey. Mm-hmm. She turns to Adam with tears in her eyes and she says, I'm not going, Dad.
She wants to live in a house full of love.
Absolutely. She was so cute. Why don't we get more of her? So annoying. You got anything else?
No, I got nothing else.
All right.
But everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
I know.
And we're looking forward to watching the Thanksgiving episode. Is that on Wednesday usually?
Usually it's on Thanksgiving.
Is it? Because I'm sure there's going to be some football.
Oh, football. You're right. I don't know. Maybe. Probably.
Yeah. Well, check your local listings. You might have a light show next week, Ashley.
Listen, you remember how to do our closing, Taylor?
Yeah. If you have comments, concerns, or wish to proceed with legal action... You can find us on the internet at www.pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can email us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page, which is on myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, and leave comments and questions there. Doubts. Perhaps.
Hopefully less of those. And if you want to criticize me, you can do it. Whatever. I can mm-hmm. take it. I got a thick skin, mm-hmm. I think. All right, people. Well, that's it for me. I'm your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm Taylor Crawford.
And here's a little something just for you.
You know, Kate, this biscuit dough seems lighter than it did last time. Oh, well, I put in a little more milk than usual. Oh, keep my fingers crossed that they turn out all right. Kate Martin, it would be impossible for anything from your kitchen to be less than perfect.
Oh. How much longer?
What, dear?
The cake. How much more icing do you have to put on it?
Oh, I forgot.
Can I have a taste now?
Patience. Patience. First, I have to see if the oven is the right temperature for the biscuits. You know, Kate, when I was a little girl, I used to sneak licks of icing before the cake was even finished. Why, Ruth Martin, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I admit I did. Now, can you imagine that, Tab?
Did you see me?
Yes, we did. But, darling, I had a lot of practice when Dr. Joe was a little boy.